The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I have to say, last week, Sean filled in while I was gone doing something incredibly boring, so you pointed out.
I thought I pointed out that you were in a detention camp being re-educated to spout the Illuminati party line on the radio.
I was.
Right? Did I not?
Yeah, you I said, no, no, no. You said that I had told you where I went, and you said it was too boring, and you didn't remember.
Oh, yeah, that does sound like me also. But, you know, I was just covering for your new position as an Illuminati plant.
So. Right. Well, yeah. I had business meetings in San Jose. And so I
was with the Illuminati.
Right. So I was driving back, listening to the show, and I felt something that I haven't felt in a long time. Jealousy.
Boy. Okay.
I was a little jealous, man. You had a great introduction to that show.
Well, you know, I wrote it down and I was reading it. I didn't just wing all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, well, where's that paper today? Why don't we have that now?
I don't know, because you didn't write one down for you. You're the one doing an intro.
Yeah, but we need one. You know, like Richard, I think it's Richard Serrett, you know, has the screaming out of the desert like a Scirocco or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Quite a few of the Coast to Coast hosts have their own little introductions. And
okay, well, I'll make you an intro next week.
Yeah. You need to write me something so that it can sound like I came up with it.
Okay.
And then you need to shut up.
Okay.
So that nobody knows it was you.
This is sounding like a better and better deal all the time.
Yeah. So how's your week been, Sean?
Oh, not bad.
Nothing too
exciting. Yeah, I really have nothing to report.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't in a detention facility, so I'm...
Yeah, I wasn't either. I didn't have anything exciting going on. I mean, right. It was all...
what you were told to say.
Right, it was all conversations with business stuff, which is boring.
That is true.
I'll tell you this, my game plan for my plants on my back porch has changed from try to get a flourishing garden to just keep them alive through the summer.
Yes.
I have bought another umbrella so that I can block them. Yeah, and it's just ridiculously hot outside in Redding, and it's not even as hot as it's going to get.
As I understand it, this is the second sunniest city in the U.S.
What's the first?
Yuma, Arizona. Yes. Huh. Which I don't know anything about, but it sounds like a ghastly place.
Yeah, the only thing I know about it is that there's a 310 that goes there.
Okay, that's a pretty good movie, and I actually understood that reference, which is stars aligned there. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I live here. I hate the sun.
Well,
as you pointed out earlier, still badly sunburned from a trip up to Lassen.
From 2 weeks ago.
So.
Yeah, and it's brutal. Jared just made the suggestion to me to get a mister, which lends to my other half of my problem. I live in, like, a family apartment complex, and all the kids and everything have abused their hose privileges, and we're now no longer allowed to use the hoses. Hmm. They're all locked up. So I can't have a mister. I water my plants by filling up a bucket in my kitchen and then hiking it out there.
Right. So your survivalist agenda is getting off to a rocky start.
Well, I don't know. I'm hiking with water. That's pretty survivalist, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of walking with water.
I would propose not walking with water is Oh, okay. I just understood what you meant.
Yeah, I got to put it on my head and hike it out to the back porch. That sounds pretty
survival. Like, if you're going on hikes without water, that's more anti-survivalist anything. That's aggressively unsurvivalist.
Yeah, no, we're talking about like a clay pot with a crack in it.
Right. No, I get it.
All right. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Radio Wasteland, 2 days after it is live on the air here, it rebroadcasts on the Paranormal Para X radio network.
That's true.
And tonight, our guest is Rebecca from the Para X radio network. And, man, I really enjoy being a part of that radio network.
It's, oh, absolutely.
It's totally interesting. And you get a huge selection of shows from the, like, totally professional shows to some to serious us. Grassroots stuff. Yeah, to some serious grassroots stuff. And I really enjoy them. And then plus you end up getting, like, these really specific shows. Like, shows that are solely about...
I think there's a couple that are solely, like, about vehicles.
Yeah, but they can be about very specific aspects of the occult.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm surprised when they're on there, and she tells me, and I'm just all, really?
Right. We make a short show out of literally all the paranormal and a bunch of topics that aren't paranormal, actually.
Yeah. if it's weird, wacky, or just mysterious or conspiratory, you know, we want it. But for these shows that are very specific, it's interesting because here she is with the whole radio network with people with specific shows about werewolves.
Exactly.
You know, they have had shows about exorcisms. Every show was about exorcisms, you know, and it ran once a week, and that's a lot of exorcisms.
See, when I hear that, I think like a cooking show. Like, we'll exercise Timmy on the air here and show you how it's done.
Right. First, you boil the water.
Oh, God.
Then you boil Timmy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're right. So I think it's really interesting for her to be connected to all of these. I hesitate to call them crazy characters because we're two of them. We're two of those crazy characters that are on there. Who knows when she's going out with her friends at the bar and she says, oh, my God, can you believe these guys? We might be those guys.
Yeah, I think I renounced any persuasive claims to sanity long ago.
Yeah.
Around when I started the show. Like, okay, so no one's ever going to take me seriously again in my life, but also this is going to be fun to do.
Right. Yeah, I pretty much have that, too. Because, you know, when people ask me about the show and, like, what it's about, you know, I find myself sort of, like, getting a little diminutive, getting a little like, well, it's about this, that, and the other thing, you know, it's like...
Oh, absolutely. I find myself I'm always just like, oh, I don't really believe any of it.
Feeling out
just
the situation.
It's fun to do.
Right.
And they're like, oh,
I'm all, oh, yeah, it's a bunch of BS as I go home and astral project. You know?
Basically, right. Yeah, like, I'm 100% lying to people I tell about this show.
Right. It's a lot like believing in either side of politics. You know?
Right.
You got to weigh out which room you're in, you know, before you're just all like, oh,
I'll be like, I don't really believe in it. And then they'll be like, really? Well, I think I saw like a flying saucer once. And I'll be like,
and then
really?
You spew out the history of flying saucers.
And then I'll just be like, on with all this Roswell stuff. And, you know, like, you know, there's parts they never found. And,
So I hear. All right, so when we come back, we have Rebecca Brumble from the Para X Radio Network. Come on back here to Radio Wasteland.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Rebecca Brumble from the Para-X Radio Network. Rebecca, we got you there with us.
I'm here. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing?
Oh, excellent. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're going to act all formal now.
Yeah. See, that's the deeply suspenseful moment we have in the beginning of every show between when Chauncey says, do we have you on here? And when at our end we hear you respond,
right?
There's this one moment of sheer terror on our part.
Right. Jared, our engineer, is probably taking a little offense to that because he's the one who makes it work.
Oh no, it's wonderful.
All right, Rebecca. Yeah. You know, it's been a while since I read the about page on Para-X, but let's see if I remember correctly. You didn't start the Para-X; you took it over. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. So Para-X was actually founded by two brothers, Dave and Tom, back in 2007. And then Dave actually retired about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago at this point, and that's when we took it over and kind of kept it going.
And so were you a show on there at the time, and there, you know, how did that go? Were they planning on shutting it down, and they were looking for somebody to take it over for them, or...?
So Tom actually passed away a number of years ago, and Dave had continued running the network, and he was ready to retire. And at the point that he was ready to retire, I had had a show since 2011, and my husband had had a show since 2010. And so he kind of reached out to us and said, you know, you're one of our longest running hosts. You do a lot of the, you know, a lot of the promotion for us at this point. Are you interested in taking over? Are you interested in keeping this going? because at that point it was kind of, he was ready to retire. He was ready to move on. So, you know, if you couldn't find somebody to take over, it was going to, we were going to pull the plug on what we consider the longest running paranormal network on the internet. So we couldn't let that happen.
So do you regret it? Was it too much? Was it more work than you thought it was going to be?
Absolutely not. I love Parax. I'm sorry. I really do. We have an amazing group of hosts, an amazing group of shows, and yes, there's a lot of work that goes into it. One of the first things I did was I completely redesigned the website. We filled in a lot of the schedule with a lot of new and interesting content. So it was a lot of work to get it kind of polished up when we first took over, but it's a well-oiled machine at this point, and it runs really well.
Yeah, I agree. We really enjoy being on it. It was really sort of our you know, segue from terrestrial radio to podcasting. We didn't really have anything like that going on at the time. So we, you know, I think we actually maybe took a little bit of the bass-ackwards approach compared to most people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Getting on local radio first.
Right.
Randomly, through sheer happenstance.
Right. So, you know, for our listeners who are maybe interested in this sort of thing, how do you vet people to get a show?
Yeah. So the initial way that you want to do it is you would go to our website, and on our contact form, there's actually a form that you'd fill out. You kind of let us know, this is who I am, this is what I'm interested in, you know, this is kind of what I want my show to be. Or if you have an existing show, you say, hey, here's the link to my show. Just let us know who you are, because the way that we kind of decide who gets to be on the air is, are you interesting to talk to? Are you interesting to listen to? And do you sound like you know what you're talking about? You know, I might not necessarily believe everything that you might want to put on your show. There are several shows on our network that I kind of, I look at them and I go, I'm glad that people like you. I might not necessarily buy into their topics, but you know what? There's a little bit of something for everybody, and I'm not the be-all end-all deciding what topic is or is not, you know, kind of interesting to people. I'm more interested in the personality in the host. And the fact that, you know, you need to be able to hold a conversation, and sometimes hold a conversation by yourself for your time slot and keep people interested. So
oh, yeah.
We do a lot of interviews. We listen to kind of what you put together. And in the end, if you've kept our interest for that long, then we give you a chance. And we're pretty open. We've given a lot of people a chance that maybe we wouldn't necessarily do on retrospect. But we'd like to give everybody at least the benefit of the doubt to start.
Right. So I won't put you on the spot just yet asking you about the craziest topics you have, but I will put you out there and say, what are your favorite topics? Actually, before we go on to that, let me ask you, when you're vetting for the shows, I forgot I wanted to ask you this, are you looking for diversity? Like, hey, we don't have a show about that yet, and I would like that, or are you really sort of kind of open to however it goes?
We do like to kind of put things out there and say, you know, hey, we have a gap in our schedule for somebody who, you know, for example, right now, we have a gap in our schedule. If anybody has a show about UFOs that would like to be on Power X, we'd like to hear from you. Because
what, really?
Right now,
that is incredibly surprising to me. That seems like the first thing that would get filled.
You would think. So we do have a couple of shows that do cover UFOs, but we don't have one that's like UFO solid. So I'm just throwing that one out there for anybody who might be listening.
Well, I will ask 8 out of the 10 of my next guests.
Right. Yeah. That's funny.
But we generally, like, to answer your question, though, I mean, we definitely want to leave the door as wide open as we can. We don't really discriminate based on anything. The only thing that we ask people not to talk about is, like, politics. And we ask you not to disparage other religions. Like, that's it. Other than that, topics are pretty much wide open. We have everybody from conspiracy theories to paranormal investigators to Bigfoot hunters. And we even have a few people who are just crazy. So it's all good.
So what's your favorite topic? What's the topic that brought you into this fold?
I am a history nerd, far and beyond anything that anybody else has ever seen. So I love historical sites that have ghost stories behind them. I love urban legends. I love, you know, kind of learning about not only the ghost story, but then learning about what actually happened and being able to tie the history of a location, the history of the bricks themselves, to some of the stories that people tell about those sites.
So you're definitely paranormal ghosty paranormal.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so do you find that a lot of people, you know, that seems to be one of the big three to me. And in this paranormal stuff, the big three seem to be on the paranormal side, on the conspiracy side, there's its own big three. But it seems to be ghosts and hauntings, UFOs, and Bigfoot. And
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always amazed when I'm just still a little bit shocked that you don't have a UFO show on there, because it seems like that would be one of the ones where you would be saying, okay, we have enough of these.
Right. I mean, in fairness, like, we do talk about UFOs a lot. And
oh,
I'm sure several other shows that are on there do as well.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few shows that, you know, cover UFO topics, and then they kind of swing to something else, and then they swing back to UFOs. You know, but we have nobody who's like, yeah. And I'm actually, to be honest with you, I am shocked. And I'm shocked at how hard it's been to find somebody to fill that hole. It's amazing. Like, I can find anybody all day long to talk about mediumship. I have people who can talk about tarot card reading. I have Bigfoot hunters. You know, you name it, we got it. We got two shows that cover history. We got all kinds of. I even have a guy that all he does is conspiracy theories. I have a guy that does true crime. But I can't find somebody to tell me about aliens.
Yeah, Sean's our resident researcher guy. You know, I might.
Okay. We'll just assume that's true, but keep going.
It's true. You know, it's true. You know, I wonder if there's a decline in. While UFOs are all over the place still, I wonder if there's sort of a decline in sort of belief and research in them because we live in this media day and age, and I bet you it's not as monetizable as it used to be. You know, because everything can just be said, oh, that's Photoshop or this, that, and the other thing. And when we're dealing with ghosts and spirits and we're dealing with mediumship, we're more dealing with people's experience than we're dealing with physical evidence.
I would definitely buy into that for sure. I mean, I obviously, as I said, I've come from the paranormal side of things, more ghosts and hauntings and things like that. But I've definitely noticed if you just go by, like, the media culture, right now everything is demons. So everybody wants to talk about demons.
Yeah.
And then it'll swing, and somebody will come out with a really good alien movie, and then all of a sudden everyone will be all back into aliens again. So it's coming. Just hold tight. It's coming.
Right, right. We just need Avatar 2 to come out, and it's going to come swing back around.
Right.
Or what was that one in L.A. where they had, like, the digital camera that they're running around, little handheld camera that made me nauseous? Was that
Cloverfield?
Section 8 or something like that?
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, Section 8. That was actually pretty good, wasn't it?
I don't know, just maybe not. I get very easily seasick.
You don't like the found footage?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah, my wife.
No, it's just not like me.
My wife can't play 3D Mario without getting sick, so I understand.
I feel her pain.
All right, well, we're coming up on our first commercial break here, Rebecca. You are listening to Rebecca Brumbel from the Para-X Radio Network here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Rebecca Brumble. We're talking about the Para X Paranormal Radio Network. Rebecca, I think we're going to have to put both of ourselves out there and possibly say something that neither of us, any of us, really want to say, but I think it's time that we talk about some of the craziest topics that we've had on our shows and on the Para X Network.
So oh, we got some winners.
We'll be vague about the names.
Nibiru.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
Anything having to do with Nibiru. That's my pick.
Yeah, that can be out there. Because, you know, it gets really rough on some of these topics because there is such a wide range of,
right.
of this sort of, I don't want to call it infighting, but this, you know, range of views. So,
oh, yeah. Well, you know, when we had the Flat Earther on, they spent most of the time complaining about other Flat Earthers who had a slightly different Flat Earther orthodoxy. So, you know, I think that's a thing that happens. In,
right, totally. They say it's convex, and I say it's concave.
Pretty much.
Right. So what's the craziest topic you've had, Rebecca, that you can think of?
So I can't say a topic. My show, like I said, we do a lot of history stuff, so we tend to get a lot of historians, so it's more trying to keep them interesting. But we used to have a host on, and he was the nicest guy in the world, but he seriously believed that there were dragons in the clouds and that if you sent the right prayer up, the dragon would come down and swallow up your neighbors.
Really?
Sorry.
And he seriously okay. believed, and he had I say this with all due respect to him because he had people tuning in from all over the world to listen to him and his beliefs, and he was a unique in many of his characteristics, and
that topic,
kind of jealous because being able to put yourself out there like that is an impressive thing.
Yeah, that topic is like a cross between Fear Thy Neighbor from the ID channel and Dragon Ball Z. That's like, that is some wild, wild, crazy business, you know? And so, I mean, I sit here and I think, like, when people say that there's a disc-shaped cloud and that it's actually a UFO, I think that's pretty wacky. But I never thought about dragons up in there.
Dragons, yeah. Well.
And he used to have, every week, they would have, like, a different dragon from a different cloud, and he would tell you how to summon that dragon if you wanted to. And it was... Yeah. It was very unique. I had to bite my tongue a few times telling him you're not allowed to threaten people on the air. But, you know,
yeah,
like I said, we're open-minded and we let people do whatever it is that they're going
to
do.
Did you attempt to summon any of these dragons at any point? I mean, like that would be my first step for me personally. But
the only thing that happened was a bird pooped on me. But
yeah, that sounds
apparently
right.
I did not do it right.
Okay.
Well, it's one of the lessons.
I think that can happen, yeah.
It'd be funny if you go to his house to visit, and it's like in this like suburban cul-de-sac, and it's only his house with a bunch of burn marks where all the other houses should be. All right, so, you know, that leads me to, so him threatening people with the dragon leads me to what show or topic, and you can be as vague as you need to be, what show or topic did you get the most amount of complaints on? The most amount of, like, oh, my God, what is this? Not necessarily, like this show is terrible complaints, but, like, complaints like what the hell is this?
Yeah, I know exactly what show you're talking about. I can. We actually had to pull the host and the show from the air. He decided to take – so all of our shows get 59 minutes end-to-end with, like, about a minute of commercials. We don't have real commercials, unfortunately. We just have bumper music and things like that. So they get 59 minutes. That's a fairly large span of time that they can fill any way that they want.
Right.
This host decided to fill his 59 minutes with what he called a mass deliverance of everybody listening. And he then proceeded to preach for 59 minutes about how everyone was going to hell because, we all believe in the paranormal and how he was the only person that could save everyone. And then he started reading from the Bible. And again, I have nothing against religion. I practice a religion on my own. We ask people to kind of lay off the religion on the air unless it's part of a topic.
Right.
But he just went off on this thing and we're just like, I got a phone call because I was at work that day and I was like, oh, and that was the last time he was on the air. But this host had been on the air for several years. This was not like a new host that just decided to take his hour and, you know, shoot it into the breeze and see what happened. He had a show and he had several shows and he just decided this one show he was going to tell everybody that they were damned to hell and here's how he can help you deliver him.
What was his show about for several years prior to that?
Just general hauntings and ghosts. Like there was nothing super, you know, out there about it. It was just like this random, like he suddenly had like a deliverance moment. Or he was born again over the weekend and decided that he was just going to go all Bible on everybody.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with being born again. You never know when it's going to happen. You know? It can be very inconvenient. Yeah. That is wild, you know, to have to kick him off of the air. You know, that you telling me that, I'm imagining in my head, as I'm sure everybody who has listened more than once, I'm a horror movie fan. I imagine in my head the radio stations that they're listening to from Children of the Corn as they're driving through the cornfields and they're going through the stations, and all they are is these crazy religious stations that tell everybody that they're going to hell. I love it.
It was not far off from that. I was waiting for the banjos to kick in.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's funny.
That is crazy. Yeah, yeah. Man. So, you know, what do you think is, like, maybe the weirdest topic, you know? I understand, like, you know, the dragons is most abstract, but like, you know, as far as the topics that... You know, like Sean's saying, Nibiru is pretty weird for him. For me personally, I have a tough time with the vampires.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right.
You know, I want to hear their stories, but I'm personally having a tough time with that one.
Okay. Yeah. You know. I'm not feeling personally attacked or anything.
Are you cool. A vampire?
No, I'm just, no.
Should I be nervous?
No, keep going.
This took a weird turn. So, you know, is there a topic for you that when it comes on, you're just all like, oh gosh, I'm not sure what to make of this one?
You know what? Yes, and I keep having the same guest on repeatedly to talk about it because I'm intent on understanding what the bleep he's talking about.
I keep doing it with the vampires too, but go ahead.
So this gentleman who's been on my show a number of times believes that the LDS church was founded here in America, but that they actually have roots in Mesoamerica, and that during archaeological digs in Mesoamerica, they found all the roots of the LDS church.
Really? I'm not sure I understand this.
That
so
strikes me as yes. Different than what the LDS church says about themselves.
Well, not really. In the Book of Mormon, don't they talk about Jesus being resurrected again and coming to the New World?
Yeah, so supposedly, from what I understand, they had these gold plates that were given to
Joseph
someone
Smith.
In colonial-era America.
Joseph
then,
Smith,
then
yeah.
Yeah, he found them with a seeing stone or something.
Yeah.
Dug them up.
Go ahead.
So the belief, and he actually sent me his book, and I read it, and I'm fascinated because I don't understand it. But... and I've had this guy on my show 3 times now because it's such a fascinating thing to me. But he believes that in all of the Mayan temples, the Incan temples, some of the other digs in, like, Central America actually confirm their belief that there were Mormons all across the United States before there was the United States, and even before there were Native Americans. And then at some point they buried the tablets to be refound hundreds of years later.
Wow.
Huh. I know, right?
So this is a...
Do you want his name and email so you can talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
You know us so well.
So when he says Mormons, I'm not sure how to word this, but I assume he means white people.
Well, I mean...
Like he's saying before Native Americans, he's talking like white people. I don't know how else to word it, you know.
I don't know that he necessarily is worrying about that, but I think he's definitely referring to the foundings of the Church of the Latter-day Saints. So whether or not they are, what color they were, or if they were maybe Native Americans who practiced Mormonism.
Right. Well, at first that's what I was thinking, you know, because in the Book of Mormon there is something about, now I don't know it very well, but there is something about Jesus coming to the New World and being reborn here. At some point.
Right.
That's the extent of what I know. I think I saw some sort of etching. I don't know. All right, Rebecca, we're coming up on our commercial break here. You're listening to Rebecca Brumble here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Met a girl called Lola and I took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Rebecca Brumble from the Para-X Paranormal Radio Network. So we've discussed here that your show, The Shadows, right, is about history and ghosts. I didn't know that your husband had a show. What was his show about?
He started originally, he did a show called The Hive, which is kind of where paranormal teams could come and share some of their locations that they've done. And now he does a show called Dark Sun Rising on Monday.
Oh, okay. I know that show. I just didn't know he was your husband.
That would be him, yeah.
All right. And what is for our listeners, what does that show cover?
Sure. So Dark Sun Rising is kind of the darker side of the paranormal. They talk to a lot of people to kind of dig into things that might not be considered mainstream paranormal. They talk to a lot of kind of fringe religions. They talk to people who do a lot of psychology, things like that, horror authors, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, that is cool. So do you have any, like, hit shows on there that our listening audience should know about so that they can get in there?
All of them. They're all great except Radio Wave. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Yeah, thanks.
no, actually, I mean, honestly, we have a little bit of everything for everybody, so it all depends on kind of what your interests are. But Marla Brooks is Stirring the Cauldron on Thursday night is our longest-running show. She's been running now for 10 years on the network, so we're very grateful that she is on the air.
Yeah, that one comes.
Fantastic.
You know, most of for our listening audience, I'm under the impression that most of your shows are coming from, the East Coast or somewhere closer to it. And we're coming here from the West Coast. And so we run pretty late on your network.
Yeah. And you guys are our late night hosts.
Right, right. And I feel like what comes on after us a lot of the time is, you know, it can kind of switch around because we're sort of like hitting the later hours at that point. But I do catch that Stirring the Cauldron one on a regular basis. And I think it's really interesting. Really, of all the paranormal stuff, one of the ones that I wish was most true was like magical spells. You know, we had the Dark Lady on here, and
we've had a couple of witches on.
I really enjoy it. It might be the horror movie guy in me. I don't know what it is, but I really
well. I never got around to trying any first spells, so I'm guess reserving judgment.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that they're not evil, but I mean, if they were evil, they wouldn't be coming on the show. You know,
right?
I'm sure you could find an evil one.
You think so?
They have to be out there. There's all kinds of people in the world. There's got to be an evil one out there.
Yeah, you just don't want to piss them off on the show, I guess. You know,
just play nice. I guess.
play nice. We always play nice. So, what's in the future for Para-X? What are you working on?
We're just trying to fill out the best paranormal programming that we can get. And you know, we always say that you know we are a paranormal network, but we are open. You know, conspiracy theories, anything that ties in. We're trying to get. As you said, a little bit more West Coast friendly because we are kind of East Coast based. But if anybody out there is interested in hosting a show, you know, our application is always open and we'd love to hear from you. It doesn't take much. It just takes a computer connection and a willingness to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't kidding when I was saying that we'll ask our next couple of guests because we actually have quite a few UFO recurring guests and really sort of interesting guys, authors, Ryan Sprague, Mike DeMonte, William Pullen. These guys are
all who are good on the radio and like having a platform to share their thoughts.
And they're all UFOs, you know.
Yeah.
That is all they do.
Excellent. Well, like I said, our application is open to anybody. I mean, no experience required. We'll train you up in whatever you need. And you can be part of one of the longest-running paranormal networks on the Internet, which is always fun.
Awesome.
And I like saying that. Now that we've celebrated our 10-year anniversary, we can officially say that.
You can officially say that. Yeah, it's funny that 10 years is considered a long time on the Internet. I'm not trying to come down on Para-X, but I remember just a couple years back, people are just all, oh, my God, Facebook's 10 years old. I'm just all, what? That's it? You know, it's just so weird that the lifespan of the Internet is so short that 10 years is straight-up venerable.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think. 10 years ago, I was in my college age. That was fun. I missed 10 years ago.
Yeah, I missed 10 years ago, too.
Yeah, I think I'm about the age of the Internet, actually, 92. So it seems reasonable to me, I guess.
So you were saying that the big topic now is demons. And so what have been... And you were saying that it tends to correlate with what's in the media, and that kind of makes sense. You know, that people are that way. I'm that way, too. I watch a movie. I get inspired by it. I want to find out more. You as a history buff, my wife is definitely, she'll watch, like, history shows and stuff like that, and she'll spend the next hours, if not days, sort of sucking up any history information she can about the topic on the Internet. So that really makes sense. So what was the last sort of big topic pre-demon?
Pre-demon, I'm trying to think. I mean, right before there, it was kind of house hauntings, I guess, was kind of a big one, where everyone thought their house was haunted. Because right then, the Ghost Hunters shows were huge.
Paranormal Activity.
Huge. Yeah, all those kind of things were huge. So everyone thought their house was haunted. You know, it wasn't necessarily that it was any kind of, like, dark haunting, but everyone had a ghost somewhere.
Right.
That was a big thing. And then also seeing... I don't want to say Bigfoot because that wasn't quite it, but it was some kind of cryptozoological creature, some kind of cryptid running around. Everyone was seeing those, too.
Oh, yeah, I love cryptids, but I have a hard time with those ones as well because there's just, you know, as a science-y kind of guy, you know, there's plenty of room in my imagination for ghosts and hauntings and stuff like that, but I have a tough time with the cryptids because of the sort of lack of physical evidence, but... But they're definitely something I want to, be real. I want them to be real so bad. So it's like, I love hearing these guys, but I have a hard time going all the way there with my belief.
I'm right there with you, because at some point somebody should have found a body somewhere.
Duh.
Right.
Well, we have that guy on who wanted to kill Bigfoot. Jim Lansdale from Killing Bigfoot. Yeah.
He was looking specifically for an aggressive territorial Bigfoot that was a danger to humans so that he didn't have to kill, you know, a nice peaceful Bigfoot. He explained that if he were not taking that restriction, of course he would have a body by now. It would have been very easy to bag just any Bigfoot.
Right.
So,
right. You know. Well, the funny thing about him was that when I asked him, like, why he wanted to kill Bigfoot, he got all pissed, like, that I don't want to kill Bigfoot. And I'm all, your show is called Killing Bigfoot. You can't, like, get offended that I use that term, you know. So, you know, it's a...
He will reluctantly kill Bigfoot for the good of mankind.
Right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Rebecca, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about where they can find out more about Para X and where they can maybe sign up if they're interested.
Absolutely. So para-x.com or paraxradionetwork.com, that is where we live. You can find our show schedule there. There's a chat room where you can actually interact with most of our hosts and a lot of our guests during the shows. And then also there is a summary of all the shows, so you can click on one, learn more. You can sort by category, so if there's only a specific topic that you're interested in, you can kind of break it down and find the shows that are the most interesting to you. And then you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at ParaX Radio. It's Para, P-A-R-A-X. Apparently, I have an accent, and I slur when I say that. So it's Para, P-A-R-A-X.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. It's been a lot of fun. And anybody out there who's you know, needs some help tiptoeing into the waters, Radio Wasteland is on from 8 to 9 on Wednesdays, and I tend to be in the chat room as well. Come hang out and then stick around and listen to some more. You've been listening to Rebecca Brumble here talking about Para X Radio Network on Radio Wasteland.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.